Welcome to the House of Mimosa podcast, episode 3. I'm Michelle.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And in this episode, we've got J.Lo at the Golden Globes.
And we're going to touch on Lifetime's Little Women LA.
And we're going to check in with the Astoria radio station with DJ Anita B.
Now let's turn it over to Astoria Radio's morning crew with Cool Kurt Cassidy, Cat Colossal, and Kip Kipley. I'm Cool Kurt Cassidy, and you're listening to WKRZ 101.2 Astoria Radio.
All the hits of yesterday, today, and next week.
Now, you're going to want to stay tuned, guys. Not only do we have everybody's favorite, Kip Kipley's Believe It or Don't, we've also got a winner for that Astoria Is for Lovers Afternoon Delight Couples Contest, sponsored by Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
It's so romantic.
Well, of course you'd think that, Kat. You're single. Can't get a man to take her on a date for nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say.
Well, then don't. For now, we're going to turn it over to DJ Anita B for some of that coochie popping music. DJ Anita B here, and I got something real special for you today. A new hit that all the kids like, mashed up with one of my old favorites, honey, really takes me back. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, or, you know, like the kids do, you can pump your coochies.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie running for my life. I will always want you.
out there.
It's a rainy day in Astoria.
Yeah, it really is kind of
so if we
out.
Sound a little like
low energy, it's because of the weather.
Yeah.
At least it's not freezing cold.
Well, true. I would rather it be snowing and pretty.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be like an ice storm, but I guess we didn't get
it's not
that.
Cold enough.
Well, it, you know, global warming. Thanks, Al Gore.
Thanks.
That's it. Although I did see out front, under this car, that nobody cares about this, but out front of the apartment, there's a car parked on the street.
Yeah.
On a like sheet of ice, but the wheels are like sunk into the ice.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
Like that car's going nowhere.
Well,
you just chip at it. It won't be that bad.
Well, last night was the Golden Globe Awards.
Uh-huh.
So that was a lot of fun.
No, it actually was very boring.
Well,
this year was so boring.
It was a boring award ceremony, I have to say. And usually I like the Golden Globes because I feel like it's the most fun of the
So Amy
shows.
Poehler and Tina Fey hosted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like last year they did way more.
I think this year they had no
time to do anything.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, the opening was great.
Yeah.
They were really funny. But that Margaret Cho stuff, and I'm a huge Margaret Cho fan.
Yeah.
I was not
impressed with that either. It was a little weird.
Margaret Cho played like this Korean like
ambassador or leader.
Army,
I don't know.
She
made
did
no
it
sense.
Once.
Yeah, she
yes.
came out
oh,
two
okay.
or three times.
She came in the middle and then at the end.
Yeah.
Because I saw her at the end and I was like, oh, is that the only thing you did? I'm like,
no, there was more.
It was confusing.
So, but
I mean,
J-Lo looked
fantastic.
Frickin' fantastic.
I mean, she entered and it literally was like,
thank you, everyone. You can go home.
Yeah.
J-Lo was in this gorgeous, like,
beaded
silver, like,
I don't even know.
Was it silver or was it, I don't know. It was
beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was very almost like 70s throwback, like Halston-y,
it was
you
beautiful.
Know, with the, like, sheets of gorgeousness.
It was like caped, but
yeah.
not caped.
Opened
but,
and up.
And the slit up to there and the
and
slit
down to there.
Oh, she looked great.
Beautiful.
If you didn't see her, please go take a look. I'm sure you've seen her because she was like the most stunning thing.
Yeah.
Except for her boobie.
Well, I don't know what was going on, but this was the night of boobies.
I thought, we'll talk about Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I thought that it was her nipple. So
yeah.
J-Lo was in this really deep V-cut dress, okay? Which is not unusual for her. She looks great. Her body's banging.
Fabulous.
But it looked like, I couldn't tell. It looked like you could see her nipple.
Well, it was
her
a rhinestone that was like, was the edging to the dress. And then I think one of them looked like it was turned in and was creating
a shadow.
I don't think
so. I think it was an underwire. Do you have a picture?
I don't know.
Oh, God, it's blurry.
It looked like an underwire, like poking her and indenting her.
I think the stone was turned in too much and it was creating a look that was odd.
Well, it wouldn't have happened with you.
It wouldn't have happened with me because I'm such anal retentive.
Steven is, is like diagnosed anal retentive.
Yes.
I have to have everything a certain way and they always make fun of me. But
who else looked good?
Oh my god. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow looked amazing.
Gwyneth Paltrow
in
looked great.
In a beautiful pink dress with a nice tan.
Is Amy Poehler pregnant? Because I don't know if you saw her on the red carpet, but she was in this blue dress.
It was all gathered in the front
by
her belly.
Elastic
it was really
belly.
Bad. It was really
know.
Bad.
I didn't
and then
that.
Tina Fey did a whole night of like black and white, which was odd. She had a dress on the red carpet that almost looked identical to the one she came out in for the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And it was different, which I was like, why are you going to wear the same exact thing? I almost thought you were wearing the same dress.
Well, I really liked Tina Fey in the tuxedo outfit.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I liked that a lot. I liked that a lot.
I did not like Melissa McCarthy, though, in that kind of tuxedo throwback-y dress with frills and layers. I liked the upper. I did not like the lower.
Here's what I have to say about Melissa McCarthy. I like that she's still trendy looking and she's not just in like freaking, you know, a sheet.
Yeah.
You know, like
right.
everything.
A potato
is,
sack.
Right. Everything's fitted to her.
Yeah.
Her curves don't keep her from looking current.
No, of course.
And I think a lot of curvy girls, you know.
Don't take risks. And
I know it's, personally speaking, it's hard for Anita to find things.
Yes.
Right.
So I really like what Melissa McCarthy did.
She can have it all tailored to fit her.
True, yeah.
So, yeah.
You know who
yeah.
I thought was really beautiful, too, was Rosamund Pike, who she's in that movie Gone Girl.
Oh, I'm not familiar with her.
She's beautiful, and she looks exquisite. And Kate Hudson, too, showing her boobies, all the cuts and all this. Was really awesome.
I don't like to poke fun at anyone's situation.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say, if it were me, I would wear something to hide those ears. Because her ears...
Oh, Kate Hudson's ears?
They are, like, really
out. I didn't notice, really.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's beautiful. I think she's stunning. And I think as a society, we should embrace the things that other people might think is flaws.
True.
I guess what I'm saying is, I was surprised.
Well, yeah, if you have ears like that, I mean, like, Reba McEntire knows how to hide it, you know? She, you know, come
does
on.
Does she? Because you know about them.
Well, I know about them because, you know.
She must not be that good at hiding
well,
them.
Come on. I mean, we all know.
You know what Reba should be? You know what Reba should be good at?
What?
Not doing freaking shows. Those freaking that what was her show? I hated
Reba.
It.
You didn't like Reba?
No.
Oh, I
thought
it was
alright. So
I mean, I think she's better at doing other things, but yeah.
I don't know.
She should
stick to singing with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she did Broadway. She was fabulous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our Golden Globes. Is that
no, no,
I have no idea what anyone's talking about.
I feel bad
no,
for Michelle.
I know, I feel bad. I wanted to talk about Amy Adams'
talk
hair.
About, go ahead, talk
Amy
about
Amy
it.
Amy Adams' hair was half-assed.
I'm going to play Candy Crush for a little while.
Okay, oh, all right.
Let's talk about the Golden Globes.
All right, that's fine.
Like everyday life.
What?
No, Amy Adams' hair, I don't know. I always, I don't know. I'm never blown away by
well,
Amy
Well, it looks
Adams.
Like they started it, and they wanted to give her some waves, and then they, like, went midway past her ear, and they were like, this ain't gonna work, so we're just gonna leave it. You know?
I don't know. It just didn't,
it
yeah,
did,
it didn't look
it did nothing
I guess.
To and her dress was ugly. It was so fucking ugly.
I wouldn't say that it was ugly,
oh,
but
it was ugly. It was like,
boring.
Powder blue. It was, like,
boring.
Horrible.
Well, you know what I hated? Kristen Wiig's dress.
Well, that's like a throwback to the 70s. I think
yeah,
Olivia Newton-John wore that back in the day.
Okay, well, I could see if she was going to the MTV Music Awards or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it was like,
know.
You know...
Everyone else was, like, really kind of dressed up.
Everyone was kind of dressed up. I mean, it was kind of really a boring night, though.
It was so boring.
There were some, like, surprises, though. Certain people...
A lot of people
shows
won. That I didn't even... I mean, this year I wasn't really into, like, knowing who the buzz was about or anything like that. But... You know, I knew certain stars that were kind of projected
to
win.
Yeah.
And a lot of them didn't.
No, I know, yeah.
I loved, there was two speeches that made me cry.
Yeah.
And I've never cried watching a speech. Mm. Like, last year, I didn't cry when Lupita Mandingo gave her speech. that was the Oscars. Did she win a Golden Globe?
Yes.
She won a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
Last year. But, Jane the Virgin, the actress that plays Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, she won, which was, that's a big deal, it's a breakthrough.
And that show looks like a joke to me.
Well, I think it's on the CW, which is surprising that somebody from the CW could win anything.
I mean, who watches the CW for anything other than Top Model?
I mean, that show is basically my life, and I was
a
little concerned when I saw the poster, I was like, wait a minute, who's been following me around?
Michelle can't show up anywhere without accidentally getting pregnant, is what she's saying.
Yeah, basically.
So, the actress... who Jane the Virgin, her speech was great. It was so nice. It seemed very
moved.
Genuine.
I was moved.
And sometimes, you know, it could be perceived as over the top, but I didn't feel that way.
No,
it felt
very
genuine.
Very genuine.
She was very emotional, and she said that she was so excited to be there for a culture of people that just want to be heroes.
Yeah.
And I thought that was nice. And then the other one that made me cry was Jeffrey Tambor winning for Transparent.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Which is the Amazon series. That we are watching. We're in the middle of right now. And it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's really
You have
wonderful.
To watch it. It's fabulous. It's about a transgendered man who's middle-aged and, or maybe a little
a
more than middle-aged.
A
transgendered
woman,
know.
I guess. Or a man
it's
who's
a man
trans-
transitioning into a woman.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
A male to female.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. And he has three kids that are adults, and it's kind of, you know, I think the transgender thing is the hook.
Yeah.
But the show is really about this family.
Yeah, it really
and,
is. It's about just family in general. Like,
yeah.
It's just a modern take on it.
I love the show. I really like it. And his speech was really, really nice.
Very touching,
I think as a straight man, the things that he said towards the transgendered community was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
about how he, playing this role, has made him find things about himself out.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful. And, oh, Judith Light made a little guest spot there in her
fabulous
Angela Bauer look. I know.
Her
best Angela Bauer.
Well, her hair was great. Her hair was the most beautiful blonde. It was great.
I love her.
Yeah.
I mean,
because, you know, as a woman of a certain age, it's hard to keep that blonde.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Look at Jessica Lange.
Yeah. Well.
I know.
Poor Jess. She didn't win. It was very funny when they did, was it lead actress or supporting actress that Jessica Lange was nominated for?
I think it's lead actress in a miniseries or TV show or something.
I don't know. But whatever category she was nominated in, when the actress won, who I think was Jane the Virgin.
Yes.
They flashed the other, and none of them looked impressed.
Love it.
at all. They just straight faced, like they could not.
I love when they do that.
I mean, they really do that with the Golden Globes more than they do with the Oscars. Like, they really have the camera on them and each person. And it's literally like, oh, God, you know, you gotta put your best face on
people.
You just
smile real big.
I know.
Yeah, just happy to be here.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you just took a dump.
I feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so the Golden Globes this year, I thought overall was just boring.
Yeah.
It was.
I hope the Oscars will be better, and you know,
well,
hopefully
I mean,
we'll get some surprises.
So boring.
I know, but I enjoy
the
Oscars.
Yeah, who was hosting the Oscars?
Oh God, who is it? Is it Seth Meyers? No,
Seth MacFarlane.
No.
Seth Meyers from
Myers?
Seth Meyers.
Or is it Ellen again? I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
We'll figure out.
We'll do
listen,
another
listen. We're not a news
that.
Source here. We have no idea. We're just
being
saying
us.
How we feel.
We can ask Siri, but
feeling how we
oh,
say.
True, we could.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So we've been addicted to this series on the Lifetime Network called Little Women LA.
Yeah.
Well, you
addicted.
Saw one episode of season two, right?
Well, right. I don't have cable, so when I'm around a television that does, it's like I'm a zombie.
Mm.
And I came across this show, Little Women LA, on Lifetime, that's about a group. It's kind of like The Housewives, right?
Yeah.
But it's women who are little people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In layman's terms,
it's like Little People, Big World meets The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't want to say something not appropriate, so I don't know if I should call them little people or smidgens or chicklets. I'm not sure.
Little person
little,
is
right.
the technical
little
term.
Person.
Or dwarf.
I love it. It's such a good show.
It was, it was very good. So what you saw like one or two episodes, and then we went back and watched the whole season.
Well, we went and downloaded the first season on iTunes.
Yeah.
And it's so
I couldn't stop watching it.
No, it's really great. And you know, the other thing that I really connect with, like, any story that someone has to overcome something.
True.
So you get to see the little women doing the catty, bitchy stuff that you see on The Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's these touching moments of them, like, actually trying to do something that's easy for any average height person.
Mm-hmm. Like
and,
an everyday task or this or that.
Yeah.
And
it's just,
it's
good. It's
great insight
it's good
on
drama.
What, you know,
it's fun. It's exciting. There's bitch slaps. There's a little bit of hair pulling. It's fun. And I love it. There was an episode where they went to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that was
and,
fun.
And they were approached on the street by some woman who patted one of the little women on the head and was like, you're so cute. Oh, and she flipped out on her and was like, excuse me?
Punched her in the vagina.
Yeah,
she's
hello?
Like, I'm not cute. What do you think I am, a kid?
And this
you know?
Was it Tara?
No, it was...
No, it was the sweet one.
Brianna. It was
Brianna.
Who's the shortest of all of them. She's only 3'8".
Wow.
So she could have... If she wanted to punch that woman's vagina, she would have had to jump.
Messed up.
It's true.
Terrible.
It's true.
I like
so,
it.
Yeah, check out Little Women to LA on Lifetime. It's a fun... Fun show.
It's good
it's
because
really
while
show.
You see their insight, it's not all about them being little.
No.
Like, it's, I don't enjoy The Housewives personally,
mm-hmm.
but I like this because it is that, for me, all reality shows are kind of scripted, so once I get that in my mindset, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you see them doing things and you're like, oh crap, that would be really hard for somebody else to do. Like,
yeah.
you don't
yeah.
realize it. How luxurious we have
it. Yeah.
It's so luxurious being tall.
I mean, but
and
even
there's a lot
me,
of hardships
like,
they go through, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
Even
and
like
it's cool
physically.
To see.
Them, I
you know,
also
surpass that and come through it and go through it. And
I also came across, which I've never watched before, believe it or not, is The Kardashians.
Oh, you did watch
I've
that?
I've never seen it before.
I couldn't never get into
that. Well, it's so funny. It was the season that was just on Khloe and Kourtney Take the Hamptons or something.
Okay.
Or, I forget what it's called, but it's Khloe and Kourtney in the Hamptons.
All right.
And they just sit around.
They literally
their show
around,
is like
you
this. Like this. Like this.
Nice. Oh, so
like
it's
us.
Pretty boring, right, guys?
Yeah, it's as boring as our show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But there is something about them. I mean, they're beautiful.
Oh, yeah, they are beautiful.
They have lots of
I
money.
Think, you know, I probably at this point, they're just coasting through it. I'm
right.
sure in the beginning
well,
it was a little bit more dynamic.
I'm
know. Sure it was in the beginning. Now it's just like, whatever. People love us. They're just going to watch.
I think that's what... Because typically, I don't like reality shows, like I said, but I watched Total Divas, which is about the wrestling girls.
Uh-huh.
And because I grew up loving wrestling, I can kind of watch this and be like, oh, okay. Because in my mind, it's all scripted because wrestling is. So you see them in these situations and I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can kind of laugh at it, but I sit there and I'm binge watching it.
Well,
now.
Why can't you like The Housewives, Michelle?
I can't get into it. I feel like all they do is, I mean, they sit there doing nothing or let's go play tennis while our husbands work or we play. Like, I feel, I don't know. They haven't done anything.
Well, it's kind of like, I want that life, so why can't I watch it? You know? Like, I want to live what they're living. Yeah. I would love to just go and have cocktails and go play tennis.
Well, it's more than that.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, the fun things about the Housewives are the catty, bitchy moments, oh, right? Yeah. And them talking behind each other's back. And,
right. I guess I wish those were my problems. Yeah, I know. So I'm like, oh, this one has the wrong hair clip to my shower. Oh.
Well, it wasn't until, like, the Jersey Housewives that it was a little bit more of a family dynamic there, and that, you know,
well,
friends and family.
For me, I got hooked on the first, and will never forget this, but a group of friends was talking about the season, or the reunion of season 2
of Jersey Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how amazing it was, and I would love it. So I went back and I watched the second season.
Mm-hmm.
In one night.
Oh my God.
I was so addicted.
Wow.
With what's her name? Who is Crazy Looney Tunes? What's her name?
Crazy Looney Tunes.
Who we met at that party we did. God, what is her name?
Staub.
Staub, yeah.
Danielle
Staub.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She made those first two seasons.
Yeah, she did.
Was, I mean, such a dynamic.
It was such a dramatic thing.
Wow, yeah. So I was addicted. So I watched, like, the first two seasons of that in, like, no time. It was
and Teresa
awesome.
Flipping tables and
right.
I mean that's exciting stuff.
Now you got Teresa going to jail.
That's right. Well, I just heard that she already has a lesser sentence that she's going to be coming out. I think
because she turned herself.
Because she turned herself like Gina Marie did.
No, like Gina Marie saw Time Daly
doing the Lifetime original movie. Yeah,
maybe she saw the same movie.
Maybe she did. No, but apparently. She's going to be serving 80% of the sentence, which is normal, is what they said.
We also heard that she maybe be moved from the Orange is the New Black jail, the show that that's based on,
to the Connecticut
jail? To the one that Martha Stewart was in. So, you know, vacation jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see what happens
there. Well, we'll see. Maybe she won't
have
to be.
I have to say, we were talking about it, and I feel a little bit like... It's a little weird to me. Not weird. I feel like all the money as taxpayers that we're spending, sending her to jail and the whole court process and all that, could be spent on something else when she's not a danger to society. Like, find them up the wazoo, put a bracelet on her ankle for however long so she's on house arrest or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not a threat to society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I guess you could say them stealing is... Or I mean, I guess I don't know enough about the case to know exactly what she did or
And
what
I mean,
she's in jail
it depends
for,
on who you talk to. You know, there's people that really despise her and want to see her go to jail for as long as possible.
But don't you think that's mostly because of who she is?
I think so. I think there's a lot of people out there that just don't like the Housewives chain and don't like
her
people that are in it or
flipping,
you know,
tables.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They think she's trash and that's it.
What
know?
Do you think? Do you guys like Teresa? I'd love to know what you guys think about the whole Teresa thing. So that's. I'm also addicted to the Housewives of Melbourne.
Yeah.
If you could see that, no, I'm addicted. They don't show it on Bravo here, I don't think.
We had to look for it, right?
We had to look for although maybe someone said they saw it on Bravo and then we were able to download it. I don't know. But it's the Real Housewives of Melbourne and Melbourne. And I'm addicted, and season 2 starts in February.
Who's our favorite girl with all the pocketbooks and the colors?
Gina. Is it Gina? I don't know. We're addicted.
Her name is Gina.
I'm addicted. I love them.
She's fabulous. All her colors and clothes. And she's a lawyer. Looks like
she's a barista.
She's a...
She's like a judge.
Oh, she's like a judge.
Not a cop. Not someone who works at Starbucks, Michelle.
Oh.
No.
She's an actual barista.
Oh. I didn't know there were two separate things.
All right. Stick around, guys. We've got our drag talk coming up right after this. And we're back! It's WKRZ 101.2, Astoria Radio.
All the hits of yesterday, today, and next week.
I'm Cool Kurt Cassidy.
And I'm Kat Colossal.
Kat, I am so excited. We're about to announce the winner for Astoria is for Lovers Afternoon Delight for Couples, sponsored by Jimmy's Chicken Shack. I'm just so excited. Now, since I do all the real work around here and you're a woman, why don't you go ahead and pull the winner?
Oh, right. Well, dozens of you entered, and now it's time to see who won.
Gosh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
The winner is Anita M. Buffum.
All right, now remember, folks, Anita M. Buffum doesn't get the prize. The conditions are you have to donate the prize to a couple in need. Now let's give Anita a call and see who she's going to donate it to.
Hello, this is the Buffet Racings.
Hi, I'm Cool Kurt Cassidy from WKRZ 101.2, Astoria Radio.
And I'm Kat Colossal.
We're calling for Anita M. Buffum.
Okay, we don't need nothing right now, okay? Thank you.
No,
okay.
We're calling...
Bye-bye.
Ma'am.
Hello?
Ma'am, we're calling from WKRZ 101.2. I'm famed radio DJ Cool Kurt Cassidy, and I'm joined by Kat Colossal. We're calling for Anita M. Buffum. She's won a prize.
Creo que es una máquina. This is a machine? This is machine or person?
I'm Cool Kurt Cassidy from WKRZ 101.2 for Anita M. Buffum. She's won a prize.
Okay. You want to talk to Anita Buffum?
Anita M. Buffum, is she?
Okay. Si, Anita M. Buffum.
Ah, okay. Si, habla español.
Sure.
Okay. You want to talk? Quiero hablar con Anita M. Buffum.
Si.
Okay. Okay. And what is your name?
Kat Colossal.
Kakalasa. Kakalasa?
And I'm Cool Kurt Cassidy.
Cool Cassidy. Okay. Hold one moment, please. I gave for her. Okay, hold on. Miss Anita.
What? Miss Anita, wow.
Somebody in the phone for you.
No, I can't.
He said one man, one woman.
Who,
the name,
what?
They sound like machine.
Machine?
Like machine.
No, I told you, honey, I don't want to call us.
But they speak Spanish a little bit.
Well, then
the name is...
The telemarketers, I don't want it, honey.
No, they
no,
say...
I don't want
you
any.
Win some, you win.
I'm going to win something.
Yes, the name...
Let me see.
Kalasi and Kukulik.
Kalasi. Hello. This is Anita.
It's
hello.
Cool Kurt Cassidy here from WKRZ 101.2. I'm joined by Kat Colossal here, and we're calling to inform you, Anita, that you've won the Astoria is for Lovers Afternoon Delight Couples Contest, sponsored by Jimmy's Chicken Shack, where you'll receive a gift certificate for lunch for two to Jimmy's Chicken Shack. Now remember, the only catch, Anita, is you need to give this certificate to a couple in need.
Well, this is just so exciting. Honey, Cool Kurt, I listen to you all the time. I listen to you all the time, but when I normally I listen to Sirius XM, but when I listen to Astoria Radio, it's you, honey, and okay, and Kat, you're just lovely, honey. You're so lovely. You should talk more, honey. There's what you got to do.
Well, thank you, Anita. Now, why don't you tell us about the couple you've chosen?
All right, well, the couple I chose is a good friend of mine. She's my third best friend, Gina Marie Ritali, for her and her husband, Frankie, because, you know, they've been going through some things, and you might have seen Frankie on the Astoria Gazetteer.
Frankie Ritali? From Amato's Family Bar, Restaurante, and Stripper Room? Wasn't he just on the cover?
That's right. They're right on the cover of the Astoria Gazetteer. It was a big picture of him, and it said, Astoria's very own Bill Cosby, Frankie Ritali. So they've been going through a lot of things, so I thought maybe this would be good for them.
All right, Anita, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get them on the line to let them know that you've chosen them for this fabulous Afternoon Delight luncheon over at Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Hello.
Hi, Frankie, this is Anita.
Oh, hey, Anita, how are you?
Hi, I gotta tell you something. I entered a contest on the radio, and you're on the radio now, and it was a contest.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio, honey.
All right.
I entered you into a contest where you could win Afternoon Delight for you and Gina Marie, and I won, so they told me I had to choose someone, a couple in need, and I thought I'd choose you. So, is Gina Marie there? Can I tell Gina Marie that I chose you guys for luncheon for two at Jimmy's Chicken Shack?
Yeah. But wait a minute. You're saying that you won an Afternoon Delight for a couple. Well, you're asking me to go with you?
No, I'm telling you that I...
You want me to go with you? Huh?
No, honey. I won, and I chose you. So I'm going to give it to you and Gina Marie, a couple in need.
Yeah, but you just said you chose me. You know, Gina Marie eats enough, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I know, she is.
Why don't you and me go down there and take in that Afternoon Delight, you know what I'm saying?
No, Frankie, I can't. Gina Marie's my third best friend. Honey, you had your chance. You had your chance, and you chose Gina Marie. And I'm with my
I'm just calling it like I see it. It sounds to me like you just called me, and you're basically making a pass at me here using a dinner. So, you know, what I'm thinking is, why don't you meet me down there, and you and I can take in a little afternoon delight.
Frankie, I can't.
Come on, it sounds like you were making a pass at me, telling me I want a dinner with you or something, huh?
Frankie, who are you talking to?
Nobody, nothing. Nothing, nobody.
Who are you on the phone
with? Let me just finish the phone call. I'll talk to you after that.
What do you mean finish the phone call? Who are you talking to?
I'm just talking to nobody.
You're talking to nobody?
Nobody.
You're talking to nobody?
I'm not talking
to... Who are you talking to? Is that Vicky? Is that Vicky on the phone? Who is that? Let me talk to... Is that Vicky on the phone?
It's not Vicky.
Well, then who is it?
You always bring that up.
Who is it? Is it the girls that creeps on the mall? Yeah, it probably is. Who is this? Hello? Hello? Who is this?
Nobody.
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 Oh, yeah. The last time I caught you doing this, honey, you had Trina Catalano, and you were doing something in the backyard of the Jose's...
What am I doing in the backyard? I'm sitting in my living room. The phone ringed.
Don't tell me that. The last
maybe
time
maybe you should have answered the phone. What were you doing?
Well, maybe I should have. But you always do this to me.
What are you doing in this house? You never hear?
What are you talking about now?
I have to answer the phone all day.
I just don't want it to be one of those times when I caught you doing something you shouldn't have been doing. You shouldn't have been doing it. I'm your wife. You can't trick me like this.
Like what?
Like this.
You're making a molehill out of a mountain. I'm your wife.
Like you're really.
I'm your wife.
Who is this?
Honey, it's Anita.
Anita? What the hell are you doing having an affair with my husband?
Honey, no. I'm calling because, honey, we're on the radio.
On the radio,
WKRZ 101.2, honey.
That's right, Gina Marie. Cool Kurt Cassidy here, and I'm joined by Cat Colossal and Kip Kipley.
Oh, and I won you a contest, honey. It was for couples in need.
Couples?
Yeah, it's the contest. You win a dinner, afternoon delight, honey. Afternoon delight. You know that contest?
Oh, yeah. Well, where is it going to be?
Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Oh, Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
So it's for you and Frankie.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Don't you look stupid.
Hey, you better...
I'm
gonna talk to you later. No, what are you talking about? You mean I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah, honey, you're
on. Cool
Kid Colossal, honey.
Yeah,
Kurt Cassidy and the Kid Colossal.
Oh, the KKK gang.
Yeah.
That's right, Gina Marie. We're live on the air, and you're our big winner.
Oh, my God. You mean I'm on the radio right now?
On the radio, honey.
Right now, this very second. Well, you know, I have a fabulous husband. My husband, Frankie, is a fabulous, fabulous guy. And, you know, we have a wonderful marriage. You know, that was just me, you know, getting carried away and, you know, thinking things that, you know, aren't real. That wasn't real. This is all an act, is what it was. Yeah. No, I didn't know I was on the radio. But, all right. Well, I can't believe that we won a night at Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Well, Gina Marie, Anita chose you and Frankie for lunch at Jimmy's Chicken Shack, special afternoon delight.
Frankie, we want a night at Jimmy's Chicken Shack. Oh, God, get a good tie-out, all right? Oh, my God, that's fabulous, honey.
Use it today?
Well, I don't know about today. I don't know when we could use it, but we'll use it. Anita, when can we use this?
Honey, I don't know. When can they use it?
Now, you can use the gift certificate anywhere between 12:01 and 12:08 p.m., any Monday or Thursday, as long as they don't have a special event in the restaurant. And keep in mind, Monday is Children with Special Needs Day. You know what that's like. Thursday, every other Thursday, is the Ladies Auxiliary Luncheon. And then sometimes they have to change that around. You're going to want to check before you head in there. Keep in mind, this Afternoon Delight special for two cannot exceed the cost of one special value meal.
Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, thank you guys so very much. Oh, God, I listen to KKK. The KKK all the time.
Well, congratulations to Anita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Ritali. Hopefully Gina Marie and Frankie enjoy that afternoon delight. Now it's time for everybody's favorite, Kip Kipley, with Kipley's Believe It or Don't.
I'm Kip Kipley with Kip Kipley's Believe It or Don't. This week at Sheer Fantasy, bring in your receipt from Jimmy's Chicken Shack and get finger-waved by Antoinette Giordano. Believe it or don't! Production was shut down on the set of Orange is the New Black here in Astoria when Astoria's very own BJ Giacovelli mistook the award-winning cast for escaped convicts. While hover-rounding herself to safety, the morbidly obese citizen electrocuted herself by getting caught in the electrical wiring. Believe it or don't! Due to a rodent infestation, Jimmy's Chicken Shack will be closed for 6 months. The management team would like to apologize to 40-year-old baby Helen and her handler, Chelsea, and all the families who attended the luncheon. Upon reopening, the establishment will be renaming their tater tots Tarted Tots as an apology to all those kids. Believe it or don't! This has been Believe It or Don't with Kip Kipley. Back to you in the studio.
Kat, you've been finger-waved by Antoinette before, and I gotta tell you, afterwards you always look so relaxed.
Alright, well, we're back. And we're back with cookies.
Oh, yeah.
We made some cookies.
Why not?
Okay, I'm so excited to announce this, because this is something we've always wanted back in the day when we did our original podcast, mm-hmm. Sunday Morning Mimosa. We have an official sponsor.
Woo!
Official media sponsor. We're so excited. This episode and future episodes are being brought to you by Dragaholic.com.
If you don't know it, check it out.
You have to check it out. You can go to Dragaholic.com, Dragaholic.com. Dragaholic is here to enhance your drag queen news and experience by providing you with all of the latest and must-know information. Dragaholic wants to alter the drag queen news landscape by changing the way you get news. Remember, the library is always open at Dragaholic.com.
So go check out Dragaholic, and we're so excited that
so this is our special drag segment here. If you go to Dragaholic.com, you'll see that one of the latest articles is about Conchita Wurst appearing at the Golden Globes. Now, Conchita Wurst is the winner. I believe she was the winner of Eurovision 2014. She's from Austria. Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
If you've never seen her before, gorgeous. Yeah. I guess she's a drag queen.
Yeah.
Now
a bearded drag queen.
She's a bearded. I was just gonna say the special thing about her is she got a full-on beard.
Full-on beard,
but
gorgeous
beautiful,
beard.
Beautiful
yeah.
eyes, gorgeous
well,
hair,
there are
stunning.
A lot of bearded drag queens out there.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
Oh well.
I'm just kidding.
That was one time.
Mm. Yeah. That was before we realized actually we should probably shave before each show.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, but Conchita looked great last night. She had this. Gorgeous.
Ooh, green velvet, was it?
Like, yeah, oh, it was beautiful. Strapless,
mm-hmm.
like...
White at the top.
Green velvet. You got belted little double-breasted...
And the smallest little waist, I can't. The
beautiful.
Smallest little waist ever.
Go check it out. She looked fantastic.
And that's great. I wonder how she got invited
well,
to
that.
Well,
that's what I said. Like, what the hell? How come I can't be invited to the goddamn Golden Globes?
Well, I mean, this has been a crazy year for her, so
yeah,
I'm
I
sure...
Guess.
That,
grow your beard out a little bit.
That's true. That's true.
Well, and it is, you know, the Golden Globes is, you know, the foreign, you
know.
Oh,
uh-huh.
mm-hmm.
So Eurovision, got it.
Uh-huh.
Now it's all coming together.
Well, mm-hmm. and speaking of foreign, while I eat my cookie, Drag Race's very own...
Michelle Visage,
RuPaul's right-hand woman,
mm-hmm.
Is on the brand new season 15 Celebrity Apprentice UK.
No, not
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
What'd
Celebrity
I say?
Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity Big Brother, not Apprentice.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a whole nother thing
with
Brandy and Kenya. And
we got to watch that.
Well, which we have to start watching because we have to start talking about that.
Hello.
But Michelle Visage.
Yeah, can I just say what I love about our job is that it's to keep abreast, to keep a boobied about all the hot topics. So
that's going on.
So I can put on our taxes.
Mm.
Our cable bill.
Hello.
You know, it's
Why
an
not?
Expense.
We don't have
I know,
cable.
We don't
you
have
said
cable.
It earlier.
No, I'm against cable. With as much TV as we watch, I'm against cable.
Well, our
no,
internet
because
bill.
I literally will sit there like a goddamn zombie.
I mean,
oh,
we
yeah.
do that
watching
now.
Nothing. Yeah, but at least we get to choose. I mean, I don't
you
know.
You can choose with 200 channels, too.
Michelle?
I'm a big
oh,
advocate
oh,
for...
you're like a... It's like an ad over here, Michelle.
I'm a big advocate for cable.
Time Warner?
You
saying.
Are.
Just cable.
We need Time Warner to sponsor us.
Yeah, hello.
Sorry,
Dragon Shout Holland. Out to Time Warner.
Time Warner, if you're listening, we'll give you ad time more than this if you just throw
yes.
us a bone. Like,
yes.
just a box. Just one.
Well, I'd like a DVR if we're going to do it.
No.
Hey,
come
I know
what?
A guy I can get a box from the back of a truck.
Perfect.
I got a box for you.
Yes.
That's what Hulu's for, to watch it later.
Yeah.
So, Michelle Visage is on... Big
Auntie
Brother,
Michelle.
Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, and you can actually see the first episode right on Dragaholic.com. They've got a great article about her being on it, and the video of the first episode.
Oh, that's awesome.
We haven't seen it yet, so I'm so excited to watch.
I know, I'm thrilled.
It's been years since I've watched Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh.
And she's in the house with Perez Hilton and a bunch of other people that
wow.
I'm not familiar with because they're UK
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
I might know them when I see them because, you know, I like all the UK artists and all that.
Have they ever done a Celebrity Big Brother before?
I think they did Celebrity
here in the
US?
No, probably.
I think they did.
Okay.
I remember
the only thing, I only ever watched Big Brother the first season ever, and that
uh-huh.
was years ago
it.
Here in the US, so.
It's kind of like
really
a cross
fun.
Between Survivor and the Real World.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. I liked
yeah.
it.
Now, Michelle.
Yes.
Our Michelle. We have our very own Michelle here.
That's
oh.
right, we do. Our own Michelle Bissois.
Bachouin. Michelle Bachouin. Now, last week, we talked about how important a really good face wash and makeup remover is
mm-hmm.
for a drag queen. And for all you ladies out there who wear makeup and some guys who might wear makeup too.
Oh, yeah.
I also think it just as important as a good face wash is a good primer.
Oh, definitely.
Now,
oh, God.
Our good, gorgeous friend Ivy Winters told me she doesn't wear primer, and I can't believe it because she always looks so stunning.
Well, some drag queens don't use it.
Well, and I find that primer is so important to how my makeup looks on my face.
Mm-hmm.
So
and how it sits and doesn't crack.
I mean, I guess if you have perfect, gorgeous skin like Ivy Winters.
You don't
need
it.
She's also a little bit younger.
Goddamn.
Excuse you, Michelle?
How
she
dare
is.
You?
How dare you?
How dare you?
She's got like 6 years.
How
dare you?
How dare you?
Everyone's thinking it. I'm
hey,
just saying.
It is the truth. Let
Listen,
me tell you.
All right, so
I don't use primer.
We're gonna talk a little bit. Well, you barely wear a stitch of goddamn makeup, Michelle.
I know.
Michelle.
I don't have to.
And you wonder why you're single.
Oh.
What is it that? Who are we watching? Who you love?
Miranda
Sings.
Miranda
Sings. Makeup is like a peacock. You gotta wear. You gotta like a bird. You gotta attract the guys with the colors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right, so let's talk about some primers. Now
okay.
we've been through a lot of different products.
Throughout the years,
I've said it before. I love a product.
Yeah.
And if you got a product you want us to try, let us know.
Oh, please.
We love trying new things, so we'll try it and review it for you either here or on our YouTube page. So we first start off on our face
mm-hmm.
with Lancôme's La Base primer.
Yes.
Now. This
Which
primer
is
so silky and, I was going to say silky and velvety.
Rice.
Can it be velvety and silky at the same time? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it can be.
Sure.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
It's a similar feel.
Now, if you don't know, a primer, a good primer, helps protect your skin and it helps the makeup go on smooth and it actually helps the makeup stay longer. So for us, biological, as RuPaul says, non-biological women.
Yeah,
this is a good thing for us to use.
No, it's definitely good, especially for us that we do, you know, 4 or 5 hour brunch shows.
Yeah.
Where we have
right.
to be, you know.
Oh, girl, if you
in
go
the
into
daylight.
The club, right, Michelle? You go into the club. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be dancing and sweating. You want your makeup to stay. So
True.
Primers are a good way to do that. So, La Base
by
Lancôme, my favorite. Long lasting, doesn't feel like you're wearing anything, goes on so silky smooth, it's great.
Another one that we really love too, and every once in a while we use it, usually for a night gig, is Smashbox's Photo Finish, and isn't it like silicone based?
So,
I was gonna say lubricant.
Yeah.
Oh! It's like lube for your face.
You know, you've been doing too many passion parties when you refer to your base, your primer, as silicone, or as
lubricant.
Yeah, so we use two. We
I
use
mean,
the,
in a pinch, you probably could.
Mm.
Well, I think the makeup would slide right off. So if we're not using La Base, we'll use Smashbox Photo Finish. And something we discovered was that silicone-based primers give a better coverage and make you look smoother, but silicone starts to break down at a certain point.
Yeah, you said
so
after
it can
a couple
start,
hours, right?
Yeah,
you
well,
can usually feel
I
it.
Mean, they say 8 hours, but I don't believe
no,
that.
No, I would say after 4, we could
right.
sense a difference with the silicone base.
Right, so for us, for our brunch show, we're in makeup from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So we need something that lasts longer than that. So for our Sundays, we don't use the Smashbox Photo Finish. We use the Lancôme La Base.
But for a nightly gig, it's great.
Yeah, if we're going to the club to do a gig and we're there from 10 to midnight or 10 to 2, the Photo Finish by Smashbox is our go-to.
It's great.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about this stuff that we use for under our eye.
Yeah, so Urban Decay, I wish we were doing this in a video, and maybe we'll have to, but so those first two we talked about, you can use all over your face. But we also use a special primer for under the eye and the, like, you know, the highlighting
area.
Part of
yeah.
the cheekbone. Urban Decay makes some great ones. There's the Pore Perfecting, which is really great for full coverage. And something I really like about it is it keeps your skin looking, like, dewy.
Yeah, I like that.
Right, and
that's
even
my
when
favorite
you powder
part
it, it keeps you looking dewy there, which is great because that's your highlight area.
And makes it look very natural.
Yeah, and they also have the brightening and tightening, and I like that for around the eye for those mornings where you need a little bit of help with the bags under the eyes. Mm. Urban Decay is great. And also for Urban Decay, we use their eye primer.
Oh, yeah, the eyeshadow primer is... It's called Eyeshadow Primer Potion, and I love it so much.
Yeah, well, they have a few different ones.
Well, this one is the glittery one, which I really enjoy.
This one's called Sin.
Mm.
And I've used 3 or 4 of their eye primers, and I like them all. The Sin is great because it kind of goes down on your eye as a metallic.
Yeah, like a shimmer.
Which I feel like that look is kind of on its way out. But what I like about this is if you cover it with a colored shadow, the metallic underlay that this provides really makes the color pop.
Yes.
So that's great. They also have a really good matte one. I can't remember what that's called. Eden, maybe it's called. I can't remember. They're all biblical. Sin, Eden. Yeah, I can't remember. But the matte one I really like as well.
What I love about this shimmer one is a girl, a real live girl.
Oh.
A biological girl.
Could put this on as an eyeshadow, almost even.
Yeah.
I know my mom actually uses this.
Oh.
Yeah, she does.
Shout out to Sari.
Shout out to Sari.
Yeah.
Incomitia.
Now, I love a product. I love a primer. I love trying stuff. I love Sephora.
Yeah.
is great. Again, their products, most of their products are higher end or middle to high end, and they're a little bit more pricey than going to Target.
Well,
but the great thing about Sephora is that you can bring used products back. So you can try a product and bring it back to Sephora.
And that happens a lot.
Try something else.
Right.
They'll also give you samples, which I love too.
Yeah.
So go in, ask for a sample of a primer. They'll give it to you. Try it out. Again, you know, this is just what works for us. And we've done a lot of playing around. And it might not work for you, but this is what we like. So, again, the products that we talked about today were the Lancôme La Base, the Smashbox Photo Finish, the Urban Decay Pore Perfecting, and the Brightening and Tightening, and the Urban Decay Eye Primer in Sin. The what do they call the potion? The
Eyeshadow Primer Potion.
They're great. They're all great. This has been Drag Talk here at House of Mimosa, the podcast.
Drag Talk.
Just talk about lots of drag.
That's
brought to you by.
Yeah, oh God.
Brought
to
you by Dragaholic.com. Please check them out. We also have another sponsor, Kitchen Restaurant.
That's right.
Who houses our weekly brunch. We're in our third year there. Every Sunday you can see us. 12 and 2 o'clock, we've got 2 shows.
That's right.
You get your entree, you get unlimited drinking, all for one price. It's great. You
Fantastic.
Can call 212-868-2999 to make your reservation.
If you're not familiar with where it is, it's inside the Out NYC Hotel.
That's right, located next to the XL Nightclub.
That's right, which is on 42nd between 10th and 11th.
That's it. So if you're coming to the city to visit, we'd love to see you. If you live in the city, we'd love to see you. And thanks to everyone who's always supported us there. We're super excited about some stuff that's happening over there. There's a new management team. They're working on a new menu, a new website. There's a lot of stuff going on over there.
It's wonderful.
And we're really excited that they want to sponsor our podcast and have us there every week. And so thank you to Kitchen Restaurant, and Dragaholic.com.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. This has been the House of Mimosa podcast. If you'd like Anita and Gina Marie to be at your special event or special party or whatever, you know, just hanging out with the girls, you know, you can always contact thehouseofmimosa.com and email us at thehouseofmimosa@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. I'm Steven.
I'm Travis.
I'm Michelle.
All right, and we're going to throw it back to DJ Anita M. Buffum with more music.
Thanks, guys. DJ Anita B here. I know it's a gloomy and cold day in Astoria, but I got some hot beats and some fun music that's gonna brighten your day. First up, I've got a mega mashup featuring the Lady Gagas, Shakira, Akon, the Pitbulls, and even a little bit of David Guetta.
I wanna kiss you, but if I do, then I might miss you, babe. It's complicated and stupid, got my ass squeezed by sexy Cupid. Guess he wants to play, I love game. I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Friday to Friday. Not getting enough.
using our teeth and incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused like a coffee machine when you're out of time. So I'm gonna go for my clothes, so just get me a love and tell you about it. Let's play a love game, play a love game. Make you one love, make you one name, make you win the game. No, the love game.
By now, we have all heard about the rift between former besties Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. Perry steals dances during the middle of Swift's world tour. Swift writes a nasty song about Perry. Well, now it's rumored that Katy Perry has written a new song to embarrass Taylor on her upcoming album called She's So Creepy. Well, it's a good thing these ladies are swimming in BFF drama and ex-boyfriends, or they'd have nothing to write about.
Show you incredible things, magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my god, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors lie. And I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I got a blank space, baby, and I like your name. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't want ya. Boys, only one love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't want ya.
I got one more for you. Thanks for listening. I'm DJ Anita B, and for our final track today, we've got the Australian beauty, Lorde, recent Golden Globe nominee, but not a winner, with her song, Yellow Flicker Beat, from the Hunger Games soundtrack.